Lawyers acting for the state of New South Wales have been accused of rank hypocrisy in their handling of a civil lawsuit involving child abuse victims from the Beth Carr Children's Home. The Royal Commission's been told that the Crown solicitor tried to dispute the fact of abuse, even though an offender had been charged, convicted, and sentenced to a lengthy jail term for multiple offences against children at the home in Brewarrina. The senior supervising solicitor from the Crown Solicitor's Office has denied being hypocritical and also said legal action involving child sexual abuse matters was no different from any other garden variety litigation. At the same time, the New South Wales government has revealed to the inquiry that it is working on more flexible arrangements for abuse victims seeking civil action. Emily Burke reports.
The civil case brought by 15 former residents of Beth Carr was factually, legally and logistically complex. It was also expensive. It was settled earlier this year with payouts of around $100,000 for each victim. But the legal battle itself took the better part of 6 years. And the Royal Commission is uncovering an unflattering picture of the strategy and tactics adopted by the state, the department and their legal advisers as they tried to defend the claim. Lawyer Janet Lockman acted for some of the former Beth Carr children.
Our experience was that the defendant, through its legal representative, was intent on taking all and every technical point throughout a lengthy and protracted process. It appeared that the approach was to avoid liability at all costs, no matter how egregious the matters raised. At times, it appeared they were trying to wear the plaintiffs down or make it so difficult that we would give up.
She says her clients weren't just seeking a financial payout, but vindication.
They wanted acknowledgement, apology, as well as compensation. There's the possibility of a verdict in favour of the plaintiffs, which is an acknowledgement by the legal system, as impenetrable as it is for very disadvantaged people, of liability.
In 2006, Colin Gibson was jailed for a total of 30 years for abusing children at Beth Carr. But the inquiry has heard that lawyers from the Crown Solicitor's Office had strong doubts about the facts of the abuse and thought the victim's claims should be tested in court.
I think we should have admitted those assaults.
Helen Allison was senior supervising solicitor at the Crown Solicitor's Office. Her actions and those of her colleagues were questioned by counsel assisting David Lloyd.
There is, it might appear, a rank hypocrisy where the state has indicted and convicted a person in respect of allegations of sexual abuse for the state to later, in civil proceedings, put the plaintiffs to proof in respect of those same matters.
I don't believe it's hypocritical. I believe it should have been done, but I don't believe it was hypocritical.
Do you agree that litigation where there are allegations of child sexual abuse differs in a number of important respects with other, more what might be called more garden variety personal injury type litigation?
But Commissioner Peter McClellan continued to ask why the case wasn't quickly brought to mediation and settled.
Don't you think the Crown should have said right at the beginning or very early on, let's call a meeting, let's talk to these people about all this and work out the way forward?
It's not done routinely, Your Honour.
Do you think it should be done?
I don't know, Your Honour. I don't have an opinion, Your Honour.
There appears to be, possibly, a reflection of a culture of which infects many of our adversarial processes. Do you think it's incumbent upon the Crown as a model litigant to do what it can to avoid those sorts of matters, those sorts of issues, troubling litigation?
No, I don't, Your Honour. I think the Crown is entitled to maintain its position in an adversarial system.
You're familiar with the model litigant provisions, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you think what you just said is consistent with those?
Yes, Your Honour.
By contrast, yesterday the Department and the State of New South Wales said they could do better when dealing with civil claims to recognise the particular vulnerability of child sexual assault victims. Today, the lawyer representing the state, Paul Menzies, went further.
The government has made a decision to introduce flexibility into the model litigant policy to try to ensure that victims of sexual abuse did not suffer further as a result of that litigation process, and in particular flexibility in relation to limitation periods. It is a work in progress, but that is the way in which the state is going.
The lawyer representing the state of New South Wales, Paul Menzies, ending Emily Burke's report.